Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Yeah, okay. Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date's April 2nd, 2020. In turmoil, most don't realize that we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin. We're experiencing some kind of a problem, folks. I'm not sure. I'm hearing some music over my headphones. I don't know what that is. There, it's gone now. Well, whatever, got it. Okay, let's back up, folks. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most of you just don't realize it even yet with all this that we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar, heed the warning, get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course. Oh, she's not here to say it. The phone number is 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, folks, you can always find updates with the breaking... Oh, wait a minute, back up. I'm used to her saying it. With the cell phone number, make sure you text me first because of all the robocalls. I've even had to turn even at places like doctor's offices and thing and tell them to text me first. Which they all do nowadays, if you don't know that. They will text you because just about everybody has a smartphone. But that's, I do it because all the robocalls. So if you text me first, I'll call you back. We can arrange a prayer time or whatever. So text me first at 316-619-4886. Now you can always find updates with the breaking news, all about the Wichita Mission Church, radio programs, archives, contact information, all this is at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Now, folks, remember, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube. It's on some FM. So pray about supporting airtime. And so, okay, anyway, and we're going to bring on Frank here after break time because we got to talk about American Voice Radio because we about didn't have American Voice Radio, so to speak. We'll let you know what that's about. But anyway, let's thank our listener base in places worldwide like the city of Zagreb, and that's in Croatia, Dublin, Ireland, Florence, Italy. Hey, that's got the same name as our city, Florence. And of course, cities in the United States such as Chicago, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee, and El Paso, Texas. You know, I was just sent a recent video of the streets of Chicago being vacant. And there was a fellow in a ministry that was out there. It looked like he was trying to dress in sackcloth, but looked like a pretty decent guy. And he was out there telling all of Chicago to repent. Well, that is the point. We did it after 9/11 shortly, did we? This world needs to repent. Because this is just the beginning of the sorrows. Anyway, this week, Wichita, Kansas, you are the largest group of listeners to our radio programs when they podcast later tonight. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now a prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Give everybody out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, bless this program tonight. In your son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, we're going to have a song here in a second, but before I introduce this song, I just want to tell you something. I've been experimenting over here with video. Yeah, that means, but you know, I did actually have it plugged in, and I did a test video on YouTube, you know, a private one. And I think I'm pretty ugly myself, so I'm trying to talk myself into going ahead and doing videos, but we are going to be doing some podcast things, which I even hate that word. I like radio. That's real radio. It goes out on the airwaves. But we're going to be doing some podcasting because of all these problems that are going on. I think at least one on Mondays, and well, actually on Tuesday nights, we're going to start doing them at least one more a week to keep you folks informed. So, okay, now we've got a great song by Brother Ben that really fits for the time that we're in. Let's hear it.
I've got a story to tell you, a message to deliver a song. If you give an ear to these words I sing, compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls if they don't know. The Bible says they're walking in darkness, they cannot see the road that they're on. And further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul.
Folks, that's a song by Brother Ben, a fellow out of Texas that made those songs back in the 90s during the Clinton era, and he had a farm, and he had a band called Remnant, the End Time Band, and so, but they're very relevant today, and that's why I play it, and some of his other songs. If you'd like a copy of the, I've got it on a DVD, if it's a USB, you can send me a USB or cover the cost, or cover the cost of mailing for any of it. I don't want to make anything off of it. So you just let me know, and we'll arrange a way to get it to you in the best format that you want. I might even be able to send it to you over email. I'm not sure about that. I'm not the most tech-savvy person in the world. But anyway, I am really glad to be back with you. I miss you folks when I'm not here during the week and just Thursdays. And like I said, but we're going to do some podcasts, but we're going to do them live from YouTube. I'm not going to do the video thing, I don't think. Whatever. If I do the video thing, you'll see it here at AVR first. That is, if they still have their capabilities after the other day. And we'll explain that after a break. But anyway, the point is, my wife isn't here today, and I miss her greatly. I miss her more than I miss you folks. You know, she interacts with me, right? But anyway, she's off picking up one of our sons. He's actually adopted. We claim him as our son. He's not a blood son, but he has grown up with my middle son, and he had moved to Missouri with his what he found to be his birth father, and it turned out to be a really bad experience. And he's trying to get back here because of everything that's going down. He needs to be here home in this city where his parents that grew him up and all that stuff is and where we're at. And so my other son, he's been off work because he's a truck driver with a moving company. And he's off work because he chose to stay home because he shouldn't be out running around with all this corona stuff, right? And so he stayed home with his wife and his baby and with us. And so his insurance on his truck lapsed. So make a long story short, she had to shag and go 3 hours to pick him up. And they're over halfway there. And I pray that they're going to be back by dark. So if you want to do something, folks, right now you can pray for her. In fact, I was kind of glad that she took him instead of just loaning him a vehicle because it'll be more safe that way. As she laid the law down, she says, I'm going to go straight there. I'm going to stop and get gas. She'll spray the pump down before she ever touches it, and then she'll use it, and then she'll wash her hands afterwards. They took a little ice chest with food and water in it. So straight there, straight back, no stopping, no contact. So she won't stop for anything but gas, and that's wise. And so I know that they'll get back safer with her going than had he did it on her own, you know, because you know how younger people are. But anyway, it's getting, they're revealing more and more how simple this thing is to get. Of course, I'm speaking about the coronavirus, which I do, folks. I still believe strongly it's a birth pain, which means I believe it's going to get better. People want to know, do I still believe Israel will come up with a vaccine? Yes, I do believe that they will. Or somebody will. There's a lot of people working on it. I just believe Israel will because they was almost to the point of having it when all this came down. So I believe that they'll come up with it. Will they come up with it Passover? I have no idea in the world. That rabbi says that they will. And they are, you know, in Israel, this is the first time in a couple of thousand years that since they have did a sacrifice, a Passover sacrifice, at the Temple Mount. Now, I don't know how, I haven't laid it all out, but you can go to the pastor's page at prophecyhour.com. Go to the pastor's page. You'll see a picture of somebody kneeling down and praying. And you go to the pastor's page, and you can find a link to the article. It's from Breaking Israel News. And they are gathering up the stones for the altar for the Passover lamb to be sacrificed. This is a big deal prophetically, folks. It really is. Prophecy is coming out and screaming at us. Do people want to know, do I believe this is the first of the tribulation? I don't know. I'm not the father. I can see things as they come forward. I feel like that we're in birth pains. Yeah, if we're not in the tribulation, I believe we're at the very first of it, the doorway to it. But we see through a glass darkly, so I don't absolutely know. I do know it's a birth pain. I know more trouble's coming. And it's going to be worse next time than it is this time. So you really need to, you know, I've been telling you folks, I've been on radio since 2010, too. And I've been on this station since 2004. But let me tell you, my message has been the same. Get stocked up. You don't have money to go get a whole bunch of it. Every time you go to the store, you get an extra couple of cans of food, get a sack of beans, a sack of rice. This is the most economic way to do it. But now we come to a place that that's just not, you need to get some stuff now. You really do, because this thing, you do need to be at home. You see, they finally admitted you don't even have to be coughed on or sneezed on to get it from an infected person. But when you breathe, moisture, and as they say, particles come out of your mouth. Well, those particles float in the air, and if you're standing close, you're kind of like a vacuum. When you breathe in whatever the person right next to you put out. I mean, surely in a situation you've been close enough to a person that you could either smell their bad breath, maybe, or when they talked, or smell their fresh breath, or simply feel the heat from their mouth. You breathe that in. You breathe it in. All this stuff are telling you not to have masks. I believe we're told you that so the medical people could get the mask. But now places like California and Texas are saying everybody should cover their face. I agree with that. A bandana or something. And there's a method to do it. Just don't rub your hands all over it and everything, because whatever that you breathe in is going to stick on that. And so you need to take it off carefully. Have another bag. Put it in a bag. Seal it until you get it to the washing machine. Or spray it down, as my wife would say. But if you got to go out, absolutely got to go out around other people, I strongly suggest you do this. And ain't nothing wrong with wearing sunglasses, too. You know, I wear sunglasses all the time because I don't like the bright light. And so now, see, I revealed something about that. And I guess that goes back to my motorcycle days, which I ride a bike occasionally. Haven't rode one since last summer because, well, truthfully, it's sitting down in the garage. My old bike is. It's sitting in a garage. I need a starter solenoid for it, but I don't have the extra money to do that. So it's sitting there until I can come up with a starter solenoid and a couple of tires, and then I'm going to ride it because there ain't nothing like kicking back in the wind and having that wind in your face and being able to talk to the fodder. That is just a great feeling that you just can't get past, and it's peaceful. It's calming. And so anyway, moving right along. So I do believe that you should wear a mask. That's up to you. But the point is, you can get it very, very simply. Very simply. And so, now, why am I saying all this? Well, you do need to stock up. Absolutely. Now, I know stores, their shelves seem to be coming back now. And I knew that would happen, too. You see, because there's a wave of everybody running at once to the stores and cleaning everything out. But after weeks of people clearing out everything, at least in the Wichita area and other stores I've seen, their cupboards they're coming back up. You can buy more, and you can even buy more than one item. Now, things like eggs and things like that, there are still some shortages of it. But so what it does is you can now go get things. So you need to stock up if you can. Start with simple things for backup, like things that you're not necessarily, you don't have to cook them right now, but if you have beans, rice, flour, and sugar, and some canned vegetables, man, you can live a long time. I mean, you can take flour, if you want to, look it up on how to make sourdough. You can naturally, the stores, they're all out of yeast, right? Okay. But to make sourdough, you can get it by natural yeast. So you can make bread. And so then you've got bread, beans, rice, and bread and some sugar, some vegetables. That's great. You should have at least 6 months to a year's supply of food in your house and extra in case somebody else shows up. Now, beans and rice and those things that I talked about are cheap. You can do that. And if you don't want to mess with all of them, there is another way to do it. We'll get into that in a minute. You also, the other big thing that you need, absolutely, you need a water filtration device. What is that? That's something that you put water in. It's got a filter in it. You put muddy water in it. Clean water comes out. You should always have one of them. That should have been around forever. Now, do I believe the water supply is going to go off? Yeah, sometime during tribulation, it's going to. I don't, will it under this crisis? I really don't think so, but I don't know. But you can get, at Heaven's Harvest, and now I know I'm plugging this place, but it's a good deal, and this is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to help you. You can get a water filtration device around there for, you can get one as cheap as $31.99, and that's for a 28-ounce reusable water bottle, and they got them in stock. Most places don't have it in stock. So just get one. That'll make you feel safe, and you'll be safe. I get one for your car and one for your house. But anyway, so you may be able to get it from someplace else. Like I always say, look around, see what you can get, see what's available. But water is number one along with your Bible, of course. You have to have your Bible. But if you've got a water filtration device and you've got those other things that I mentioned that you can get by, you should be able to pick them up from the store. If someone is rich out there, you know what? These water bottles, these for $31.99, 28 ounce. I would love to have, and yes, Frank's right. Frank just pointed out to me, he says, doesn't the Bible say a third of the water will turn to poison? Yeah, that's absolutely right, Frank. It does say that. It's going to get bad. You should have a water filtration device. People say that, well, you know, the Bible says that, you know, God will take care of us and all that. Well, he will, but you're supposed to do your part first. But anyway, what I was saying is somebody is rich out there. If you want to do something for the Mission Church, I'd like to have about 50 of these water bottles to give out to the homeless. I really, really would. Now, if you go over there to Heaven's Harvest and buy them and you use the promo code Dan, that's Dan, I think they're giving you a discount, but whether they do or not, use the promo code Dan and we get credit for it. But, yeah, I'd like to have some of those water filtration devices to give to the homeless. And now, they do have survival food buckets over there. They told us that we still have them and you can get them. That'd be great. But right now they're not going to help you because it's going to take 18 weeks to get a back order on that food. But it's still a great thing that you can order. And if you order it now, you get it in 8-10 weeks. You're going to say, I'm glad I did that. But, you know, I would always try to go to the store and shop around first. But that's a great deal. It's in buckets. If you want to take them with you, all I got to do is grab the buckets, throw them in the car and go. But I'm telling you, shop around. They also have garden seedings over there. And they're real reasonable, and they're in stock. And right now, we should all be planting a garden. But, hey, right now, this guy, Pastor Dan, I got to get out of here because it's time for a break. We'll come back and talk. Be blessed.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Well, let's go. We got to let people know. Well, let's go and let the gospel flow. Let them know that Jesus can save. On the cross his life blood he gave. He poured it out for sinners. He's looking for redeemers. Let's tell them that he rose from the grave. Well, let's go. We got to let people know. Well, let's go. The gospel flow. Let them know that Jesus is King. Peace and love and joy he will bring. And when they feel like dying and there's no use in trying, let's tell them Christ is everything. Well, let's go. We got to let people know. That God's on the throne and gives them every good thing they own. Let's teach them to be grateful and pray that they'll be faithful, that he's the best friend they've ever known. that Holy Ghost power, about the baptism of fire. Tell him that he'll fill him, he'll touch the sick and heal him, and those with heavy hearts he'll inspire.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com.
Greece or Grecia had very little immediate significance to the writers of the Old Testament. From a prophetic standpoint, however, Greece was extremely important. The prophet Daniel, relating a vision he had been given, foretold of the fall of the Medo-Persian Empire and the rise of the powerful Grecian Empire of Alexander the Great. At the height of his power in 323 BC, Alexander the Great died in Babylon, having conquered a vast area stretching from Greece to India, including Egypt and Israel. Little by little, Rome gained dominance over the Grecian Empire. Even so, Hellenistic thought continued to prevail for hundreds of years after the birth of Christ. At the death of Caesar Augustus, the time of Jesus, the Roman Empire stretched from Spain to the Caspian Sea. Christ was tried, found not guilty, but yet crucified under the direction of the Roman government. Christianity was born and grew up in this city. Later, many Roman emperors came to power, commanding adherence to their own versions of paganism. By the year 321 AD, the faith of the first century believers had almost vanished, and a blend of sun worship and the true worship of the Creator had been substituted. Almost, for God has always preserved a faithful remnant. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, we're going to bring Frank on in about just a second because we've got to talk to him about American Voice Radiator. It's not a radio, it's a radio program or a radio station. But I need to finish up what I was talking about this food first real quick. But anyway, folks, you know, I bet this all, even you folks that listen to Propsy, you're like me. I got caught 99% of us got caught off guard. But one thing, I always have had food and a water supply around since 2000. Yeah, I didn't have all the snacks and everything, and you know what I'm saying, but I had what I needed to survive, and you're responsible to do that to your families. And so anyway, now let's bring Frank on. Frank, are you hanging out there so I can talk to you a minute?
I am.
Okay, what happened, brother? I told him, I said, well, we could have maybe not had American Voice Radio. You had a fire or something. Explain to us what happened, please.
Well, I had it was specifically a water distiller, and it was acting up already. So I took it out of my house, and I was using it in a driveway because I figured, hey, you know, if it burns down in the middle of the driveway, that's okay because, you know, it's the middle of the driveway. What do I care?
Right.
But then I was doing that, and it started to rain. And instead of just bagging it for the day like now I know I should have, I took the distiller and put it underneath an awning between two sheds. And figured, hey, it's been working okay. You know, I put it there, no problem. Hey, what could go wrong, right? Well,
right.
You know, the lights went out in the house, and I came out, and the building was in flames. You know, and this building is the old studio, which is right next to the new studio. So I was out there with a hose keeping it from, you know, spreading. I couldn't put it out with the hose I had. Because a lot of us were caught, you know, I can't say I was caught, you know, flat footed for this phony virus thing. But the thing is, I was caught flat-footed for this because I have long hoses around here, but I didn't know where they were. You see, so that's another thing to keep in mind, folks, that you may have a lot of stuff, but if you can't put your hands on it without having to think about it, it may be of no use to you in an emergency. It happened to me. So I'm telling you, I'm warning you, I'm saying, hey, man, hoses, whatever it is, your guns, your ammo, things that you're going to need quickly in an emergency, fire extinguishers, all those things need to be readily available, not, well, gee, I know I got them around here somewhere, because that's what I did, and you'll be sorry if you do that.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I say ouch because I'm sitting here thinking about all the things that I have, but,
yeah,
you know, it's always, hey, Dad, you got this. I got it someplace in this third of the block. Look for it.
Yeah, you betcha. Go get your metal detector and get out there in the yard. You know?
Yeah.
No, that's it. And I can't say I even learned this lesson because I knew this already, but I wasn't practicing it. Okay? There's a difference, you know. I mean, I can get on here and tell people all day long. And you should listen. Whether I do it or not, you should listen.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, look, I learned a hard lesson from my dad. Who, man, I used to complain all the time to him. Because he'd tell me things. And I knew he was doing, you know, the same things, right? And I'd be like, you're a hypocrite. Why should I do that? You know, you go and do it. Why should I? Why? And he's like, hey, listen, you know what? You do what I say, not what I do. And that's, you know, and that was a rule, okay, where I grew up. And it's still a rule because good advice is good advice regardless of who it comes from or regardless of what they're doing.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, you know, we talk about it. I talk about it with the elders of church and things all the time about how we need to keep our ears open all the time because – the father, I mean, look, he's used a jackass before. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But he seems to
be using a bunch of them now, too.
Of course they are. But that's the but my point is we should listen. We don't know where those words of knowledge will come from or who you'll choose to get it to us, but we do need to listen no matter where it comes from. Well, let me we're going to take a couple more minutes on this, and I got some stuff to do. But so, Frank, now what was in the shed? I mean,
I tell you, it was a lot of electronic equipment, you know, because I've been doing this 20 years, and, you know, all equipment, some of it was broken, right? Okay, so it wasn't really a loss necessarily. I just keep things. But some of it was... you know, I lost a few computers that were backups. I lost a couple of Gentners, which are the phone interfaces that, you know, were backups. I didn't lose anything in the studio. The major complication for AVRN, which I plan on rectifying that after your last show this evening, is that all the internet was routed through the old studio, as was the power to the new studio routed through there, because we got a pole that it all came on, and, well, the old studio is in between there and the new studio, so it was just simpler to route it through there rather than run all new lines. So that's what happened, but when it burned down, well, all that connection all burned down too. So we're at about half, we're at about 50% right now.
Right.
You know, as far as capabilities go, we're on the satellite. I guess we're not 50% capabilities because everything's up and running. I mean, I just solved another problem that was unrelated to the fire, by the way. But, you know, the 64K and the 96K were down. I had to actually go get brand new companies to host those. You know, so
Wow. They're
back up and going, though, and on the website. So that's all good. And, you know, but we have.
All right. I'm sure this put AVR back. Now, I'm going to butt in a minute. I'm sure this put AVR back. There's folks. We've been on the station. This station's critical to us, and it's critical to a lot of people. Maybe, folks, we ought to try to help Frank. I know it's tough out there right now, but maybe we can give him some kind of a donation. You can use some cash to help out.
Well, yeah, I mean, all in all, you know, the building, I've got to rebuild the buildings because, you know, they're storage sheds, and that's, I got to have those. I don't have any room anywhere else. So the thing is, it's, you know, I estimate, and this is an estimation, that probably the total loss, and you got to understand why this is, you know, not higher, is because I build the sheds myself, okay? All I have to buy ever is the material, okay? I never have to pay for labor because I do myself, okay? So with the total things, and I lost a lot of ammo. Luckily, I didn't have all the ammo in that one building, but I did have all my 22 rounds in that building. And I had bought bricks of 22 rounds when they were cheap because it was really the only ammo I can afford to shoot anymore. But now I don't have any, so that all went. And, you know, and that was the exciting part for everybody that, you know, when the ammo started exploding. You know, everybody thought that was the end of the world around here, that especially me, was going to die. Because I was 10 feet from the fire with a hose, keeping it from spreading, right? And my truck was right in front of it. Oh man, you should see the side of the truck. It's burnt. I lost a tire on it. It just burned right off. And you know, and if I wouldn't have been hosing down my truck, it would have exploded. Okay.
Right.
So, but I was not in as much danger as everybody thought, even though it seemed like that with all the explosions right next to me and a huge flames going and all that. It looked a lot worse than I was in danger because I had situated myself behind a water barrel. You're not shooting me through a water barrel. Okay? I don't care if you've got an AK. You're not shooting me through a water barrel. You know?
Okay, Frank. You know. Can you use some help? We need to cover this.
Yeah. It's about, I
You're just going to give us an estimate.
I figure it's around $5,000 total. that, you know.
I know there's some people out there listening that could very well do that. Folks, AVR does a good job, and we need, you said there was backup stuff in it, things that you got to have, even though we have equipment and it's running, he does. But if that goes out, the backup stuff, pray about doing it. Frank, I'm glad you're all right, and I'm glad you're on the air, because that means I'm on the air. But I got to let you go. I got some other stuff going on.
All right, Dan.
All right, keep blessed. Thanks for being on. Okay, folks, that was Frank. Please pray about supporting him in that, really. Anyway, so people want to know. The other things I want to carry is this. Other people want to know where this could go. If this gets really, really bad, I mean, I'm not a prophet. I mean, some people say, well, you're a prophet. I'm not claiming to be a prophet. I'm just telling you how things could go. And we've seen a lot of people testing this. Surprisingly, if you go watch the movie Contagion, it tells you what I'm about to tell you. You know, we could see mandatory testing to find out who has it and not. You know, that could seem all good. I mean, personally, I'd like to be able to look out there and know who has it and who don't has it, because, frankly, it's pretty scary to go out there and know that, because a lot of people are just picking it up. People that you wouldn't even think that would have it, whether it's a prince or a congressman or, you know, other people that you think they got money. Well, they wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? But they have it and are dying. War veterans and people. We don't know. So they could very well use this for mandatory testing, starting off good. But even something that starts off good, let's say Trump leaves office and the other side takes over and it's in place to do this. You realize that where that could lead to, right, folks? Now, why I don't believe it'll be the mark of the beast, because I believe I have a whole other concept about the mark of the beast. But this could be very, very bad. I still wouldn't want to have to take a mark of any sort. And there's people in this country, if you tell them they have to take a mark, it's going to start a civil war. That's where we're headed. You need to get ready for this. You need to get ready for what's ahead. Playtime is over with. It's been over with for a long time. You need to get ready. So you need to pray about it. You need to pray about it. And right now, what do I believe strongly? I kept praying. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Right now, out of the King James Bible, we have this. This is Isaiah 26:20. It says, come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself, if it were for a little moment, until the indignation be past. Yes. We are to do our part. I believe our part right now is to stay home and stay out of it. We can go through all the debates about patriotic things, whether we locked up or what. Go ahead. A lot of churches, I've seen a lot of churches that have went ahead and had their big meetings and people came down sick out of it and dying. Now that's a fact. And you should have known about these things. Why should you have known? I can tell you why you should have known. It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, but of the times and seasons, brethren, I have no need to write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as they travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape. But listen to this. It says, but ye brethren, you're not in darkness. That day should overtake you as a thief. So it comes as a thief in the night to the world, but the day of the Lord does not come as a thief in the night to his people. If you're caught completely unaware, that's because you're not paying attention. Brethren, you're not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let all us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet and a hope of salvation. You have had warnings from the Bible, and many preachers have been saying it. We've been warning on this program that it's come time. I've been telling you to get out of the cities ever since I've been out on radio. I've been telling you to have food in your house for you and your loved ones and medical stuff over a combination of years. So this new, me saying stock up, is nothing new. Yeah, it is new. And I'm saying, hey, I do hope you go to, and I'll put a link on my website to Heaven's Harvest, because realistically, yeah, they're going to give us a little cut. I don't know what that cut is. They acted like they was going to give us a donation, but I'm promoting it because I believe you should do it. And I'm telling you what, if I was just about selling food, I'd say, don't go to the store, just get it from them. I'm telling you to check on things first as a last resort, and you feel comfortable with it, buy it from them. And if you do, use my promotion code. But anyway, I'm going to try and cover this other thing that I found out. Now, I know some people are going to disagree and some will agree with me, but this is something I found out. Now, this came from Japan Forward, and I'm just going to read it, and I'm going to try and do it as fast as I can. Anyway, here's the headline. Biological weapons is the focus of China's military research for the last 20 years. Independent Chinese media outlet Claxon Global revealed that Chinese laboratories had, in fact, identified a mystery virus, later identified as COVID-19, to be highly infectious, and it was a new pathogen by late December 2019. So this is coming from the Chinese media, and this is put out by Japan, and there's other sources for that. But all of a sudden, it says they were ordered to stop further testing. This was back in December, and that's when we heard the first cases surfaced. But they were ordered to stop further testing and destroy all samples and suppress the news to the fullest extent possible. The regional health official in Wuhan City, the epicenter of the pandemic, demanded the destruction of the lab samples, which established the cause of an unexplained viral pneumonia since January 1st, 2020. China didn't acknowledge that there was human-to-human transmission until more than 3 weeks later. This lab is less than 3 miles where the supposed bat transformation or transferred into the meat market and into humans. Claxon Global provides the clearest evidence yet of a scale of this fatal cover-up, that very crucial early weeks when the opportunity was lost to control the outbreak, a contagion that spread throughout the world thereafter and has caused a global shutdown. Literally right now, folks, half of the world is under a lockdown, and there are more than 1 million recorded cases. But then we know, what do we know? We also know that our military or whoever, our intelligence group, has went and found out that proving that China has been suppressing how many people have died. We know that, but have we known it early? Do I believe it was an accident? I do believe it was an accident. I don't believe that the Chinese turned it loose on their own people. Do I believe that other people had invented and messed around with a virus such as this? Yeah. But this points directly to it. And there's more than one report about this coming out of Japan and coming out of China itself. Now, there's a book that was written by two Chinese generals, and it's called Warfare Beyond Rules. I even sent that over to the pastor's page. In that book, it explains warfare without rules. In other words, when you do warfare, you do it unrestrictedly. That's what they came up with, and they set out the logistics to attack nation without going directly to war with them, to establish and get things like contagions and other ways to destroy other nations. Now, this has been in their planning for a long time, and I know there's some other people that have pointed to it, but this is powerful. But what's really powerful is that report that I read to you just a minute ago that said what it said about an escape. Do I know it to be 100% true and accurate? Have no way to prove that to you in this day and age. But I did check. I'm a researcher. I checked several different sources, and it's coming out of different sources. It's coming out of China itself from a news agency there, and it's also coming out of Japan. And this Warfare Beyond Rules book, it has been around for a long time that advocates for all these things. Now, Jeff Nyquist even pointed to these things and showed the report. But folks, no matter what it is, I don't believe that you should be going out. I believe that you have less contact with people until we see what it is. Do what the scripture says. Close the shutters. Close the windows. Be inside to yourself for a while till the indignation passes. Do I believe they'll come up with a virus? Yes, I do wholeheartedly do. A vaccine. I'm praying that it comes out of Israel, because like my wife says, if it don't come out of Israel, I'm not going to trust it. I mean, that's her yardstick. I don't know what yours is. I'm not telling you take it, not take it, whatever. But I'm telling you some bad things can come out of this. Yeah, could you see a mark of the beast thing come out of it? I don't believe a mark of the beast thing is that. I believe it's something else. But I do believe that they could try to enslave the world with it. In fact, the United Nations wants to take over all the care, everything for this thing, and do it temporarily under a one-world government, and guess who's at the head of it? Them. We are in that time of the end. Now, I pray that you support this ministry and this minister. You know, there's at some point we're going to have to shut ourselves off from the Wichita Mission Church for a few weeks at a time to see how things go, because, you know, I have a lot of family. We have a lot of family right here in the city that we're at, and nobody yet in my city has it. At some point, I have to make that choice of not ministering to those people unless I just stay there, or come in, because I could bring it home to my family. You understand? That means family and grandchildren. And for the record, a lot of us folks out there are high risk. While I'm in good shape, I go to the gym, I'm really strong, I still have, you hear my voice go out all the time and I get a cold. That's because I got asthma. I'm high risk. And I've been a diabetic since, diagnosed since 1999. But since 1999. And so I'm very high risk. My wife has COPD. She's very high risk. So we're not cowards. At some point we'll pull back for a couple of weeks. But like today, while all this goes on, I have bills coming in. Our biggest check that supports us each month, that keeps all the most of the electric on for the mission and for this radio room, didn't come. It's 3 days late. That's $1,000 that didn't come that pays the bills. We need your help. In a few weeks or a month, we're hoping at the 30th, then you can absolutely, we're going to come back out and we're going to be strong, but we haven't even went in yet. And yeah, I'm agreeing with Frank. Frank sent me a note and he says, Bill Gates says that if we do vaccines, we can reduce the population. We talked about it on this radio program with Frank and Omega Man, or not Omega Man, but the Bible Code guy, Tom Mack. But he says, it doesn't matter where it comes from. You can bet his money is connected to it. And I absolutely agree with that 100%, Frank. Somehow Gates has got to be connected to this. And whether or not we know his experiencing, but this incident that happened, I don't know how to explain it. Because, you know, folks, we never brought up, we were of the premise, it doesn't matter where it comes from. I believe he's in on it. I'm in agreement with Frank on that. But the point is, folks, we do really need your help. We need your help for radio. Consider a donation for radio airtime. I really like, it's the second of the month, and I need to get Frank some money because he needs it now to rebuild the radio, the backup shed with the stuff in it. And so we need to pay airtime. We also got to pay all the bills for the Wichita Mission Church. But you know what? People are being laid off work. And my wife told me there's at least three normal checks that comes this time of the month, and we haven't seen them. They're 2 weeks late. So we have to stay running. We're not a business that we're going to get a bailout. The only bailout comes from the Father. And how does the Father do things? He uses you to do it. He uses you to do it. Pray about it. We're out ministering. We're helping people. In fact, we've got to take a ship. And look for shut-in people. Well, we've got two shut-in different people that we need to take food to, and we're going to do so. We're getting ready to do that because they can't get out. But anyway, so pray about it. You can donate online over the telephone. You can mail a check or money order. You can find all the information at PraxisHour.com. You can call me. I can take your information over the phone. Or you can do a donation by PayPal directly. We need your help. We need to stay afloat. And if you love this radio program, we need donations for radio. Things are tough out there, I know, and you're in a tough position. And I pray you guys get, by the way, use that money wisely that the government gets you. But this stuff's just getting deeper and deeper. Don't use it for partying. Don't use it for foolishness. Use it to get stocked up, pay your bills up, whatever. Get stocked up, get ready. And I'm not talking about happen to go to Happy Harvest or Heaven's Harvest is what it is, and you have a promotion code, Dan. But I'm not talking about that. Start with your local store and other places. Beans, rice, flour, sugar, and a way to get water. Way to get water. For $32, you can get a thing that'll give you security. So pray about it. If you don't wish to help at the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. We need to get Frank paid now. But remember, folks, there is only one true God. Joel Richardson will be on next hour. Anyway, remember that there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him and only through him is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. No matter how bad things get, help each other. That's love. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. And I pray that good things come pass over time. Amen, folks. Amen. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and that his face shines upon you, and he's gracious to you, and he gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.